ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
The Gemara brings an abrais to Tana Rabbanon the kulun shechazu behem ein mekab moysa meilomis. Divide da meyer. Av Yehuda oime chazu metmoinis ein mekab moysa mefahesi mekab moysa. Iku da amim osu devrei metmoinis mekab moysa mefahesi ein mekab moysa. The Bishimim and Bishub and Koy Choim and Benkach and Benkach and Kab Moisom Shenemar Shuvu Bolem Shivovim. Comes out from the Braise that we have three Shittas over here. Rekulon Shechozer Behem. In the case that all above mentioned in the Braise of Lamatam and Beis, Chozer Behem, what's the halacha? Are we Mekabel or Manat? Rabbi Shittas and Meir is Eim Mekab Moisom Eilomis. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If the Kabbalah was Bitsina Befahesia, and according to the Lashon Shein, it depends. Also Bitsina, also Befahesia, which we'll explain shortly. And the third Shita, the Shita of Reb Shimon and Shuban Korcha, is Benkach Benkach Mkab Moisam, in all cases Mkab Moisam. What does it mean, the Kulun Shechazer Behem? What are we referring to? So Rashi Ba'as Mbechoides explains, it's a Hemshek to the Braise of Lamadam and Beis, which the Braise discusses a case of a ma'aretz or a koyin, which one mekabel a ma'aretz wants to mekabel chaveris, or a koyin wants to mekabel divrei kohanis, a levi wants to mekabel divrei leviyah, and his mekabel has everything michutz midover echad, which the braise says lamadam al beis alochi is a mekabel moisoi, like the Gemara brings down tonad abonon habol mekabel divrei chaveris chutz midover echad a mekabel moisoi, and now the braise is saying, what happens if later on, Chozru Behem, they change their mind, and they decide to Mekabel, even that Dover Echol, which at the beginning, they were not holding with Mekabel, what's that loche? Are we Mekabel them or not? And that goes to three shittas, whether we Mekabel them or not. The Braise needs a beer, why should we not Mekabel them? Why is this person different than any what person is called to Mekabel? Let's discuss Amoritz. You have an Amoritz who was all called Yomov Noig Ba'amiratzis. He wasn't Makbar and Tomel Taire, he wasn't Makbar and Maisris. And now he's coming to Mekabel, we Mekabel him. This fellow, Metchila, he didn't have a mind to Mekabel everything besides Dabar Echad. He was Mekabel everything besides Dabar Echad. And now he comes to Mekabel even the last thing. Why should we not Mekabel him? Why is he worse off than any other Amoritz? And Kefi Anina, the Biyad Varim is as follows. Every other Amoritz wants to be Mekabel, so we see now he's Mekabel. We have no reason to be Choyshashim, to suspect him that he's not sincere in his Kabbalah. However, by this Amoritz, which already came at a prior time to Mekabel, and there's one thing he did not want in Mekabel, so we see that this person has a Bezundere Shvachkeit, he has a certain Natiya to that Dover Echad, which it's hard for him to be Kabbal. So that gives us a reason to be Choyshashim, that now that he changed his mind and he came to Mekabel Dover Echad, he doesn't be'emes mean to Mekabel it. He doesn't mean sincerely. And therefore, we shouldn't Mekabel his Chavetis, even if he says now he's Mekabel it. And that's Takad Pshat Nehmeir. That's the need in the Braise. And Al Zeh Soyu V'Hoylich, the ganze Braise. The Meir says Takad, That which he didn't want to Mekabel Metchila gives a chash in this person that he, in his Kabbalah is not Emes to Kabbalah, and therefore a Mekabel Moisim Eilomis, because we'll never know that he truly needs to mean to Mekabel HaDavar Echad, and Lo'il Mi'ad, he's Mutl in that Sofik, the Kabbalah of this Davar Echad is not Kabbalah Amitis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chozu B'tzina a Mekabel Moisim B'fahesi Mekabel Moisim. It depends that which he's changing his mind now and he's coming along to Mekabel Dover Echad, whether he's doing the Kabbalah B'tzina or he's doing it B'fahesia. Meaning to say, if he comes B'fahesia and he says, Lefnei, Am Ve'ede, that I mean to Mekabel now the Dover Echad, Mekabel Moisli. However, if even now, when he comes to change his mind in Mekabel Dover Echad, it's B'tzina, a Mekabel Moisli. What's the Pshat? And the Me'ir is Mevah Pshat, that since the tshuva he's doing now, to mekabel dover echad is benoil v'natzmai, not be pierced, not be rabim, so that gives us a reason to be choishish ein tshuvasam tshuva b'kedei lekabla. It's not a proper tshuva. And we have to be moist very choshev nekuda in the ikke din of Kabbalah, Kabbalas, Chavedis, Kabbalas, Maisris. We don't find the locha has to be fahesi, ask you fahesi. Every Kabbalah is gunuk b'tzinah. It's enough to be b'tzinah. However, the pshat is, like we explained before, in this specific case, that he's mekab metchila everything in chutz midav echad. And now he's coming to be choizel, which over here the Bethans are mocking to be choishishim, that is chazor in this dover echad, not a chazor amitis. And the chazor over here has to tell us not like that. So then is a tanah, he has to be fahesia. B'tzinah, in the case of Bitsine, Rabbi Yehuda is moyer to the mayor that over here with choishish that is chazor is kabbalah is not a true kabbalah. We explained right now Rabbi Yehuda according to the first lashon that Rabbi Yehuda is being toiled Bitsine and Befahesia is going the chazor, which means the kabbalah. The Mor brings down, however, a second lashon. Ikeda amim osu devrei matmoinis mekab moisam Befahesia and mekab moisai. Meaning to say, the Avos Rebbe Yehuda's mechal between Chazur and Chazur is not referring to the Kabbalah which he's making now, that which he's changing his mind, Chazur Behem, he's changing his mind to Mekabel, whether that's Metzina or Fahesia. Rather, we're talking about Im Asu, meaning to say that Dover Echad, which all along this person was not Mekabel and he was all along being over that din and was not being like a Chavir. He was eating betume, he was eating without a fresh shumas and maizris, and so on and so forth. How did he do that? Did he do befahesia, or he did it betzine? That the Braise is saying, also the vrei betzine mekabel moisli. If he did it betzine, then a mekabel moisli. If he did it befahesia, a mekabel moisli. What's the pshat? So Rashi also says mevar, also the vrei matmoini shalichilu shem shemayim befahesia, Mekab Moisli. If even when he was being over and he was eating, let's say, Tevel, he did a Bitsinah, Mekab Moisli. If he did a Befahesia, a Mekab Moisli. Because Mechalas Hashem, what's the Pshat? Since he's Mechalas Hashem, it's a reason, a Mekab Moisli. It's a Knas. Is it a Knas? It actually, when he's always Mevar, Shekevon Shepokru Kol Kach, Lassis Befahesia, Yeshlochu Shein Noisten Libam, Loshu Betshuva Shlemo. That's the reason that we should be choishishim, that he doesn't mean to do a mitzvah tshuva. If before the Kabbalah, he was poik kol kach di mechal shem shamayim, so that's the reason for us to think that he doesn't mean to do a tshuva shleima. L'choire, if so, what does that have to do with the fact that this person was mekabel everything chutz midover echad? It's a new svara, that someone who was poik kol kach to do a chil Hashem, so even when he's mekabel later, he doesn't mean to do a mitzvah tshuva. So this halacha should be halacha by every Am Haaretz. Any Am Haaretz, which mitchila was noig befahesia, did that vedas befahesia, we shouldn't mekabel his tshuva. What does that do to the fact that this person was such a person was mekabel hakoyel chutz midav echad? The pshat l'choyre is that it's a tziruf. And a poshet Am Haaretz, this fact that he was mechal Hashem and his poiker kol kach is not enough of a sibah to tell us to that his tshuva is not tshuva shleima. However, but siduf that this person, as it is, there's this mokhti be choishashim, because he's mekabel akoyel chutz midav echad, which may high time in a meir taka holds, a mekabel yisrael lomis. So, but siduf the fact that he was poiker kol kach, both together make us be choishashim that his tshuva is not tshuva shleima. And therefore, now let's go to the third shita. Shita of Reb Shimon and the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Ben kach ben kach ein mekab moisai mishum shenema shuv bonim shivavim. We learn from the pasuk shuv bonim shivavim that whether it's betzina or befahesia mekab moisai. So this needs a beer. According to the second lashon, that Mitzinim B'Fahesi is talking about Asu, whether they did the Aveda before the Mekabel, Chazu Mekabel, the Aveda they did was Mitzinim B'Fahesi, then it's moving hate of the Joshua. Ben Kach or Ben Kach Mekabel Moisai, whether he did the Aveda Mitzinim, teaches us that even if he was a shoivov, even if he was noig daveira befahesia mikab maisai, the Ashen Avodah Zarah Taki says, "Bezal loshin shoivovim mashir meizidim befahesia loshin mered vegayve kamei vayelach shoivov bederech liboy." That's what we're learning from the pasuk. Shuvu balem shoivovim, that even a shoivov, even someone does that veira bemezid befahesia derech mered, the Torah says after came mikabel shuvu. However, according to the first Lashon, that the Joshua of Shuvah Balam Shevavim is referring to the halacha of the Chazru, whether the Chazru, the Kabbalah, was Mitzirma Fahesia, and the Nidin is not whether he did that Veda Mitzirma Fahesia, then it needs a big beer. How do you see it from the pasuk of Shuvah Balam Shevavim? What do we see in there that even a Kabbalah, which the Kabbalah Mitzirma, is also Mikav Moisai? The Rambam Nechashuve, Peregimel, Lachi Gimel, is Mevar, this hativ. And he says as follows. So Nemar, Shuvu Balim Shevavim, Afa Pisha Adayin Shevavu. Shadayin Shevavu. Shadei Beseisim, Ovad Chazar, Veloi Begolui, Mekab Moise Betshuve. The Rambam is teaching us that according to this Lashon Gemara, the Shuvu Balim Shevavim is not the Pshat, it's going on the Aveire. That before the tshuva, through that veda, he was a shoivov. Now it's talking about after the tshuva. And he's saying that even though he's still with the tshuva, he's still considered a shoivov. Because he's still only to the tshuva, but sinner. Not befahesia. Afa pike, mikab moisai. It comes that there's two pshotim, how to teach the pasuk tshuva balam shoivovim. Is the pasuk coming to teach you, even someone who was a shoivov, meaning to say his aveda was such a big fahesia, big aveda, but derech shivav is aptike mikab moisai, or is teaching you shuvu balam shivavim, even in a matziv where you still shivavim, still right now you're shivav, still the Torah says shuvu, do tshuva, and the tshuva will be miskabel. I saw in Chazon Yecheskel that he's mevadis teisefte and he's moisef in the kuda, which will explain that which will, the fidus loshon, the tie shuvu balam shivavim means to say even if he's still a shivav, the few words might still be mavur hativ. The pasuk ends off epa meshuvaisam shuvu balim shevavim epa meshuvaisam, and he explains that the navi is saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying that even though the tshuva is missing, afa pikein epa meshuvaisam, I'll help out that the tshuva should be a tshuva shleima. And that's what we're dashing shuvu balim shevavim, although your tshuva mitzad atzma chazan tshuva shleima epa meshuvaisam, I'll help you to misayayay you, your tshuva should be a tshuva shleima. Until now, we were explaining the braisa according to Radashi, says be'os in Meseches Bechoiris, that the taich of kulon shechazru is going back on the braisa lamed of the beis, that kulon shekiblu a kol chutz dove echod mekabel moisam, ei mekabel moisam, and now we're saying kulon shechazru to mekabel moisam. Radashi Meseches Avodah Zarah, the Sinai with Aleph, explains the Braise totally different. Toises by us, he brings down Rashi Pshat and Avodah Zarah. It's interesting that he doesn't bring down our Rashi. But here, Rashi says a whole different Pshat. Rashi says, the Kulun Shechazu is not referring to this special case. It's referring to every Am Ha'aretz. Gazlon of Am Ha'aretz. And it's come to tell you that Kulun Shechazu, now this Am Ha'aretz was Choyzer, and he's coming to Mekabel Dibri Chavedis, and that the Braise has a needin whether he's Mekabel or not. Tois asks an Ashi that if so, what's Pshat Meir? Ain't Mekabel Moisai. So according to the Meir, it's not Shaykh for Am Ha'aretz to Mekabel Dibri Chavedis, since he was Noig Kol Yomov Ba'Aveira, the Meir holds he can't Mekabel it. And Tois is in Avodah Zarah asks, Mikoyach the Gemara and the Flamed Amud Beis, that it's Mukhach according to the Meir also the Israel Indian of Kabbalah's Chavedis. Because the Braise says, Am Ha'aretz Shekibla Lov, Dibri Chavedis, V'nechsha L'Dover Echod, Nechsha L'Chol Tzedek Kula. Special Halacha, that if he's Mekabel, and then he's Nechshad, Migu, that he's Nechsha L'Dover Echod, he comes Nechshad for everything else. So you see clearly the Braise, that if not for the specific problem of Nechshad, the law will be that it's Kabbalah's Chavedis is a good Kabbalah's Chavedis. So how could Rashi say, learn up in the Meir, that according to the Meir, it's not Shaykh Bechlal, Kabbalah's Chaveris? Taisa asked another Kasha, what's the lotion of Eimi Kabbalah Oisei Eilomis? What's the Eilomis? We're talking about the first time. It's Mishnah according to Rashi, but also be good. It means, even though Betchili were Mekabbalim, the question is, Navki Mekabbalim, Eimi Kabbalah Oisei. According to Rashi, Levi Dezore, we're not talking about that he tried to Mekabbalah beforehand. It's the first time he's been Mekabbalah. And May is saying, I'm ordered to keep Mekabbalah his Kabbalah's Chaveris. So what's the loch of A Mekabbalah and Oisei Eilomis? What's the lotion Eilomis? The second Kasha of Toys is Mokan to Miyashiv. That what would be if you have someone who, as soon as he's by mitzvah, before he had a time to do Avedis Bechlal, comes to him the Kabbal. So then I think, even according to the Meir also, the loch you Mekabbal. It means the Etzem Musig of Kabbalah's Chaveris that is according to the Meir. It's only, the Nidin over here is only someone who called Yomov till now is Leg with Divide Aveda, and now he wants to Mekabbal. Then there's a Nidin of Mekabbal Isai. Amazing, A Mekabbal Isai Lomis since he was Leg by Aveda. However, if you have someone who's never Leg by Aveda, he had a get, as soon as he's Megaya, he comes to Mekabbal the Mechavedis. Or someone at his Bar Mitzvah, the case I said before. So there's never a time beforehand that he was Leg by Aveda, then even according to the Meir also would help Divide Kabbalah's Chavedis. This second Kasha Toysis, Ebel Lomis, would be Yushev Hatev. Toysis, Nikoyach, this Kasha, Toysis seemingly does not go at Nochis to Rashi's Chape us at all. Toysis is a whole different beer in the Braise. Toysis learns that the case is as follows. Someone was Mekabel, Dibre Chavedis, and then he was Choyze Lesudoy. And he was mevatel his divrei chaveris, and he started being noyig b'desha again, yeah, like an amoritz. And that's what it means. The kulon shechozru, chozru doesn't mean he's choizet him mekabel. Chozru means he backed down on his kabbalah chaveris, and then afterwards he's coming to kabbal divrei chaveris. Now comes the question: so in this case, this person mitchilz mekabel divrei chaveris, and he backed down, will we accept as a tshuva or not? Do we say that now he's Mekabel, let's Mekabel it? Or do we say, since in the first time he was Mekabel and he was Choyze Suroi, so we're Choyshish, that the second time he's going to Mekabel, is also won't be an Emes Kabbalah. And Toys is Mevar, that we see by this person, Ein Yochel La'amay B'Divri Chaveiris. We see that he doesn't have the ability, or doesn't have the strength of character to be Oymer B'Divri Chaveiris. And I'm done getting eaten, and that's what the Braise has been saying, Behoilich, whether Mekai Gavner can Mekabos Dibri Chavetz. So it comes to the Taich of a Chosru, is totally different than the Firashi and the Fitoises. The Firashi, Toises Chosru means he's Chosru to Mekabel. The Fitoises Chosru means Chosru to Sudan, and then afterwards he comes to Mekabel. So that we have three Shitas according to Toises. According to May, Mekabel, Noisoi, because of this problem, Choshish, that since we see that he wasn't able to oim the bichaveris, bechoish tal oilam em mekabel moisli. Rabbi Yehuda says, im chozru b'tzine mekabel, im chozru fahesi em mekabel moisli. And what does it mean? Chozru, not chozru. It means to say when he was noig b'avei, when he backed down, and he was not noig the bichaveris. If he was chozru b'tzine b'tzine em mekabel moisli, toisim mevad. That if he was chazal tzura b'tzin ein mekab moisai, because we see that there's goin veidas abdiyas ein oisin el lefanim, that he was mekabel and afterwards b'tzin he was not like that. So when his kabbalah is not a real kabbalah, he's a goin veidas abdiyas. However, if he was choyze b'fahesye, see, even though be'etzem he did a bigger avle, but then we don't see this goin veidas abdiyas. Rather, he was mekabel and then he was choyze with kabbalah. So now if he's in mekabel a second time, we can name on that's a good Kabbalah. Only when he's choyze b'tzinah, then we see that when he says to us and when he does b'tzinah, two different things. The Dan Rabbi is on his moisif that if he was choyze b'fahesye, then we tell ourselves that if he'll be choyze again, he'll again do b'fahesye, and therefore we'll see that he's not being oymed is the b'chaveris. However, if it's b'tzinah, then we're choyshish. That maybe the same thing will happen again. Although he's Mekabel, he'll be Choyze B'tzinah, and we won't know about it. But for Hesse, we'll know about it. According to the second Lashon, also, Betzine, also the Fahesia. Now, Shabbi Huda is Michal between Betzine and Fahesia, is not referring to the Chazru, the Suran. It's referring to the Osu. So the Pshat is not Osu, the way Rashi learns Osu means Aveira. So it's talking about the Osu, the Chaveris. The Kabbalah's Chaveris, whether it was Betzine or Befahesia. And the Pshat is that if he did the Chaveris Betzine, mean to say he did it, he was noig divrei chaveiris, even b'tzine, then in mekabel, because we see that he was, his kabbalah mitchila was a true kabbalah. Not just afterwards, he was niskalkal. So therefore, we could nemon, that again, when he's in mekabel chaveiris, it'll be a real chaveiris. However, if we never saw that he was noig divrei chaveiris b'tzine, even though he was noig b'fahesia, ain't mekabel ma'isai, because then we could be, then mechoshish, that maybe that which mitchilu is loy chaveiris was only lefnim or to trick people. He was never sincerely in the kabbal dibri chaveiris. So it comes out till now we have three pshatim: Rashi b'chayris, Rashi in avodah zarah, and Tosfos. The Rambam and the Rif and the Benchanan have a third pshat, a fourth pshat. The Rif is goyris in the braise kol ha'poishim shechazru. The Loshon Rambam the Chesuve is as follows: Kol ha'shalim va'poishim ha'mashumadim ukiyoytzvem shechazru b'tshuve bein begolui bein shechazru matmoinius mekabmoisoi shenemar shuvu bonim shevavim afa pishadayin shevavu shrei b'seisibol vad choyze v'loy begolui mekabmoisoi b'tshuve. So according to the Rambam, this braise is not referring to the hilchas chaveiris at all, and b'etzem it's not a hemshich to the braise in the flam nemebeis. It's a general braise, but they gave the halachas of Kabbalah's tshuva. Someone who's muchzik to be a dosha, pisheya, v'shumid, and now it comes to mekabel the tshuva. So the braise says, the need is, you mekabel his tshuva or not? The mayor holds a mekabel moisoi. Because since he was noyig like a dosha, a pisheya, a v'shumid, so when I'm mekabel his tshuva, v'choyshu shesan, I'm his tshuva. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds, it totally depends whether it's mitzinim or fahesia. According to the Shimon, and that's the way they have Paskins, according to the Shimon, Shimon Korcha, Mekab Moisai, Shuvu Bonam Shevavim. The Nafkamina is that he has all Dine Yisrael, and doesn't have the Dine of a Rasha. Because the Mishnah, as the Kasher, the Rambam comes out the Rambam saying that a Rasha, a Mumer, a Meshumer, the Rambam calls him, if he does Shuvu, he Mekabal Shuvu. The Rambam, in Hilchas of the Zohar Perek Beis, says Haminim Ein Mekabel Moisai Lo'olam. The Mavur in the Rambam, they're not everyone Mekabel Tshuva. I mean, you're not Mekabel Tshuva. So he explains that the Rambam over there is not talking about Stam Amin. He's talking about Amin, like the Rambam's Mavar, Hei Masorim Acha Machshav Eslibam B'sichlos Dvorim Shal V'Dezore Ad Shenimtsush Oivim Agufei Aveire L'Hachis B'Shat Nefesh B'Adrome Bo'oivim Shaim B'Zeovit. Such a type of Amin, which has Dibra V'Dezore and B'Shat Nefesh L'Hachis, then you're not Mekabel Yisrael. But other meaning, imikabel. And according to the Rambam, the kulon shechazru doesn't mean like Tosfos shechazru l'suram. That the chazru means like Rashi. Chazru means to be choizer, to be mekabel, to do tshuva, and to be back down from the way they were noig kol yemeyem ba'aveira, and now they're coming to be choizer b'tshuva. Let's continue on in the Amud. The Gemara brings down a ma'aser. Avunu b'chia, the Chacham needed to ask him a shaila. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Abba Meir, Zugud Rabbanon, came to ask him a shaila. And then they heard that he became a gabbai. He became a gabbai to collect taxes. Shol chulei zilcha shivusei, zilchad musei. Rashi explains, yelcha shivusei acha shiva shabachal elias moichis, vonu lenelcha etzloi. He lost his chashivis. So, the Gemara needs a beard. They come to ask him a shaila in halacha. He was a Talmud Chachim. He was a big Talmud Chachim. He knew all the halachis. So what is the fact that he lost his chashivis a reason that they shouldn't ask him a shaila? Because he lost his chashivis, therefore he became ois Talmud Chachim. He doesn't know the halachis anymore. This Gemara is a great side. The Gemara is mavur apid. The Gemara is chagigid after tesvavim abeis. The Gemara learns from a pasuk. Kimadav doim lemalach Hashem tzvokois lemad mimenu im lav al tilmoit. There's halachis, not from every rabbi should someone learn. The person could be a great Talmud Chachim, but if he's not doim l'malach Hashem tzvokos, you shouldn't learn from him. And the Bi'ah Dvarim means that the Amitis Svaris HaTorah is not totally only in Chochmeh, and how great the knowledge of the person is. It's dependent on the Kedusha of the Loimed. And Lefi the Kedusha, the Maile of the Loimed, and Afi that Shir, that Hashem is Mashpia and Hem HaShefa from Or HaTorah. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yitin Chochmeh Mipiv, that's a Smune. And maybe that's what the Chacham said. Zilich Hashivuse, he lost his Hashivis. If he lost his Hashivis, he won't have that Shefa of Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia and the Chacham, the extra Siyata, the Shema, the extra Shefa of Torah, since he lost his Hashivis. Now let's continue on to the next part of the Omud. Tonar Abonu Ka B'choyris Odom Roye Chutz Mishal Atzmoy. A Chacham who's Moiram on the Mume Bechor, the Paskin, which one's considered a Mum, Snishcha Pemuma, and which one not, could see the Bechoris of everyone besides his own Bechor. On his own Bechor, he's not Neman, and it's Mavun, the Sugi, the Pshat is, the Bechoshid, the Chacham, that maybe he's doing it because of his Negi's Momen, he wants his Bechor to be Mutter. The Bechoshid, he's not Neman, the matters bechor. The mikor advar mitzvah mishnah miseches negoim that the halacha is kol bechoris adam lo yichutz mi bechor shel atzmoi. The gemara brings down a brayse that says kol zaligim bechor, but when migay is kodshim, is karbonis, ma'ase beheime, and tayroisov, these three halachas is nemon. And the gemara is miskasha. Why is these three things different? Why isn't there a chshad by these three things also that he's doing it for his own nekiyus? And the Gemara explains, but in these three places, the svarim suyem is nothing bichoyshedim. Kodshav, after the mishal akdeish, can be shoyel in his hektish. Halach is someone who's maklash a korban can be shoyel. Mashenka bechor, which the kedusha me'atzma, he can't be shoyel. And as she explains, mal l'shake. And to say it's a mum, if it's not a mum, he has a better eitzah, he can go and can be shoyel in his hektish. And that doesn't mean to say it's a nun amonus of migu, like we have in other places in Shas, Mal l'shake. That the kavanah of Rashi is that takes away the whole chshad. You be choyshed him that he's doing it l'shaker, you be choyshed him that he's being m'shaker, and it's not a true mum. So we say there's no reason to be choyshed him, because if he wants him m'shaker, he has a better eitzah. So, same thing the Muslim again, ma'isris, it's a svar of Mal l'shaker. Because if he wants to be mishaker, what does he have to go and say something which is not a mum? To be a mum, he has a poshta eitzah. He could have been matl mum before you mafresh the ma'is behemoth. The halacha is that if you have 10 behemoths, which the behemoths have a mum in them, it's not chal kluchas ma'iser. So again, that takes away the chshad, and therefore he's neman. And when he gets a reisov, the Gemara says there's no chshad. The chazilei, his chazilei be made to masai. Tyrus became Tomei, it's really for him, and therefore there's no chshat. So comes the Magamore, Edova Nifla Ma'oid, that every Chacham, which is Moira Aira, if he's Moira La'atzmoi, there's a chshat. If not, unless there's a special svara that takes away the chshat. Tyrus is up here, this as a kasha. Truma Tomei, which is not Chazalem, the Meitu Masai. The halacha should be that it should not be Neman, because on the tzadar it's Tomei, and it won't be Chozim made to Masai. So he has a Negiyas, he has a Chshad, and he wants to say the Truma is not Tomei. In order that it should be Mutter. And only in Chulin, which is the Shad of the Chulin came Tomei. So then it's Chozim made to Masai, but Truma to Meir is not Chozim made to Masai. Fetaisis, like Matzinu, like Shamanu, such a Noir of the Kedin, that a Chacham is not Neman to be made. The paskin, if a truma became tomei or not, because if it's his own truma because of a chshad, please ask another kasha. That is so to come out locha, but every issa v'heter, any shaylin in the kitchen, any shaylin issa v'heter, a chacham shouldn't be able to paskin for himself. Praktoisvis mafurish gemara eirim nasam gimel. The gemara says there tzum rabban on chazila atzmoi. The gemara over there is discussing bedika sakin. It's a special takana that chom misakin the sakin. You have to be as covered chacham. You have to show the chacham. The Gemara says tzum le'abonon chazil la'atzmoi. So you see from that Gemara that a chacham is neman la'atzmoi. And you have to be mivad, what Taisa means to bring from that Gemara. But etzem the sugya is discussing, not the etzem din hayra as chacham. The Gemara is discussing the special halacha of covered chacham, to show to chacham. The chazal mesak to show to chacham. That the Gemara is saying, atzum rabbanon. Since he himself is a chacham, the kvoid chacham is not mechayiv to him to show to a different chacham. So the Gemara is not really discussing the inyan from hayra, but the violence is mavur in the Gemara also that he's nemel la'atzmoy, because the ma'isa, the sakin does need a psak. The special din to show to a chacham is a din of quite chacham, but the ma'isa needs a psak. And the Gemara is mavur the atikin is nemel. But Toysis, we see mavur in the Gemara that chacham is nemel la'atzmoy. Toysis is nishat tzarechian on this kasha. The dash of Mesechus in the Gomish of Kivekis with Tzai and Gil in the Shas, he asks another kasha. The Gemara Mesechus needed says that Dilse, the wife of Nachman, when she used to have a Shaila Maris Dam Nida, she used to show to a different Chacham, not to her husband. And the Gemara says, not because of Nachman's Chashid, rather, she shouldn't be Miskana love. So you see from the Gemara that a Chacham is Kapaski in the Maris of his own wife, and there's no Chashat. So the Rash says that Dove Ayisoid Nifla. The Rash says that Efshir, that which our Gemara says that Atzchad Rechoyshe the Chacham is b'moyel shaloike aloche, that's only by his chazik yisure, something which had a cheskas yisur until now, and now the Chacham with his ira is coming to be moitzi the dava mi'cheskas yisurei, something which was also till now should come motor. Then Rechoyshe him by lo yischazik yisure, and it's a question of whether it became osur. Not the son which became also you want me when we matir, then he's Naaman. And therefore, by Sakin, Toysa asked him Sakin. Sakin is not considered Chazik Yisura, because we're talking about a Sakin that was a Cheskas Boduk. Gemara says, Tam Sakin, a Cheskas Boduku. So therefore, it's not considered as Chazik Yisura. So too, by Isha, that has a Mare, which is not as Chazik Yisura. And we have to explain over here, Bishlam, if you have an Isha, which was Cheskas Tahare, and now she has a mare. The question is whether she became tomei or not. So then, it's not a schazik yisure. But what will be the halacha if you have an isha which was a nida, and now she's counting shiva nikiyim? So in this case, it's a question whether she was yotza miches kasa. She's a schazik yisure. She's a schazik b'riyah b'tumah. Now the pshat in the Rash is afi toisus and gittin af beizim and aleph. Toisus says that even Isha, which was Tmei until now, is not considered Schazik Yisura. She'eina b'cheska she'tehidoye kolsho. Isha is not in a chazaka that she'll continue to see. The derech of Isha is that after a while, she has stopped seeing. She has made tahar. And therefore, Isha is not considered Schazik Yisura. And therefore, the Rashi is saying, over there, he's Naaman, because there's no din to be choshed. The Rash is mitzayin to this chilk to be schazik yisur and lo yischazik yisur. In Gemara, in Yevom, it's perk yishu rab and again, aloch of eidecha dam bisurim. We all know there's a cloud of shas, eidecha dam bisurim. The Gemara says, that's only hani mili below yischazik yisur. It's schazik yisur, eidecha is not nemon. It's also Gemara. You get in other places in shas, the Bemokum is schazik yisur, eidecha is not nemon. Says the Rash, just like over there we see, that Bemokum is schazik yisur, Eidechah is not Naaman, so too, over here we're saying, you're not Naaman, the Malkum says Chazik Yisura. It's for sure, in Yeredei Yisim Yilches and Mevar, he doesn't mean to say that the need in our Sugya of Bechoyis Taflam with Aleph Chochem Shehoyre is the same Sugya as the Gemara Yevamis, Gemara Gittin of Eidechah Nam Bisurim, whether it's Naaman, Kenegat is Chazik. Because Be'emesin is two Sugyas in the Frodas Lagamri. Over there it's a sugya for the monis, a person that says over the Eidus, questions whether he's Naaman or not. Over here, it's a whole different sugya. Chacham Shehoyre, and Chacham is paskin a shayla, and he's not telling us a story. Rather, he's being machriya shayla, it's a shayla of chshad, where the b'choyshitim is being moira shalei kalocha. Rather, so what does the Rash mean to medama that gemara? It's a different sugya totally. So the Tvushos Mevar, the Rashish means to say a dugme that we see in that Gemara that is Chazik Yisura needs more to be matered. Just like we see over there, but again, the monos, eight echod is not enough to be moitzi dov miches kosoi. So you see that his chazik yisure has, is harder to be matir. So too, when it comes to chshad, his chazik yisure needs such a hayra where there's no mokin to be choyshed klal klal. There's no mokin for chshash. It needs a hayra, which is a hayra brude. A hayra brude, there's no mokin in faktik. Something which is not as chazik yisure doesn't need as a strong of a thing to be moitzi to give the heter. So over there, even though there is a miktsas chshad, that miktsas chshad itself is not enough to tell us not to nemon the hayra, not to take on as a hayra. It's only a svar bebakmas is chazik. But then you need a hayra brude, then chshad is a problem. The taz. In the day of Simon Yeches, Paskin Zapi, this Rash, which Rash is Mechriya from Agamon, Adin Nifla Venoide. The Rav Moa says with here, a Chocham is able to be Boyle Kesakin, and so too, he's also able to Biboydik Simone Trefus Laatzmai. He sees a lung of a behemoth that was geschachten, and now you have to check if it has Simone Trefus. He could trade, Biboydik Laatzmai, meaning to say, Biboydik is on behemoth. So the Taz Asakashe, Bishlam, we were discussing Bedikas Trefus. The Gemara Chulun says, Nishchato Becheskas Heta Ebedis, a behemoth that you shech is Becheskas Heta, it's not Becheskas Isser. So therefore, it's very moving that the Chacham is never to pass it. When it comes to Shechita, the Gemara Chul Nates says, Behema b'chaya b'cheskis iser ha'medes, and a sofek in Shechita, you go l'chumre because it's b'cheskis iser. So if so, how could a Chacham be never to be boidik in sakin? And be paskin a shayel in hilch Shechita? It's a question of to go connect with Chazik Yisure. Tazim Yashua Pia Modche, Bashem Rabbeinu Baruch, that a Shechita, Yedechetz Neman, because over there you have a halach of Roi Mitzuy and Eitz Shechita Mumchene. The Svarat that Menastam we say that the Shechita is a good Shechita. Says the Taz. If so, that's only a question when the question is, the Shaila is whether he did a good Shechita or not. But what will be, if we know exactly what happened, and now we have a Safek and Hayra, what's the halacha in this case? Is this a good Shechita or not a good Shechita? It's not a question whether he did a good Shechita, what he did, whatever mice he did. It's a question in Hayra, appear in Psak. And now the Chochem wants to give a Hayra. Says the Taz, B'kai Gavnu Yavis Chazik Yisure. The Svar of Roi Mitzuy, that's a Shechita Mumchenei, won't help you. That will just tell you that he did a good Shechita, but if we know exactly what happened, and now the question of what Ailoch is, doesn't help you as far as says the Taz, according to the Rash, that's the Rash passes the Ailoch in Simin Yudches, and so too in Hilchas Bechoiris. Any case of Ischazik Yisude, the Ailoch is the Chokhav Zat Nemon, a Sofag and Shechita Ailoch Lamaise, he'll have Behemah which belongs to the Chokhav. And now there's a question whether the Behemah is kosher or not, it's Ischazik Yisude. The halacha will be that the chacham cannot give hayra, and this could really something which could be negeya in many different types of cases. In the case of ischazik yisude, a chacham is not able to say hayra. Say for Yad Yehuda is choylik on this din gadol of the Taz, and it's midayik that Tosfos doesn't seem to hold of it. Tosfos is nishad tzarechion. How our gemara, which says the chshad, stems with the Gemara in Erevin. So we see in Taisis doesn't seem to hold to this whole din of Ischazik Yisure. The Shulchan Aruch HaGrad, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Kuntas Acharin is Medayik from the Rivosh, Nal Ketaz. The Rivosh is discussing the question whether a person can be Boidik his own. I'm sorry, he's discussing with you a different question, whether you could take schar to keep boidik. And he says, no, you can't take schar, because if you take schar, then we're choshed that the boidik is going to be matter it, in order that you should be able to you continue using him for a baidik. And he says, "Rizal loshin, kol shein noitlin schar muter ke baidik mishaloi." As long as he's not taking schar, you're allowed. He's muter to be baidik, just like you be baidik your own behemoth. So he says clearly that you're able to be baidik your own behemoth, and he's discussing all types of bedikis, even bedikis which is not biyadoi, even bedikis which is not in his hands to make him muter. So he says, he see from the Rivosh, holds that even Mokum is Chazik Yisure, Al Saloche is Yinema. And he says that the Rivosh is Chuluk and Rash. It's about Chuluk and Rash and Rivosh. The Rivosh holds there's no difference in Chazik Yisure, Lo Yisra is Chazik Yisure, in all cases he's Nema. Says the Graz, what's the Rivosh going to do with the Rash's Kashe, that the Agamara we see with Archai Shudachacham? So he says, a Bia Nifle. Says the Rivash holds that all he does is to be a person's demo la atzmoy, b'chol gabni. The which by our Gemara we see, but b'choy, not nemon, it's a din mesuyemes in heter b'choyris. Over here b'choy should him. And he explains, why should it be a special din in heter b'choyris? He says, we see that by heter b'choyris there's special halachis, which you don't have in other hayrois. The halacha is, that Heter B'choyris needs Dafke Mumche that has Rishus from the Nasi, Maile Osa B'kotshim, that shouldn't be Masa L'koil, and you need Dafke Mumche, and even if you have a Chacham who's a Baki, if he didn't have Hida Rishus from the Nasi, he can't pass it. So you see that by Heter B'choyris, as Maile Osa B'kotshim is a special Dina Hida, says the Graz. A chelik of this takana was that the chacham shahir has to be such a chacham which doesn't have any chshad in him. And it calls man, there's an epis chshad, there's a mixtus molten for chshad, he doesn't have the shem chacham which that chazal will matzrich, matin, for haidos bechor. But it's not the pshad that there's an emis chshad over here that we have to be choyshed be'etzem chshad. Now, in this new Shem of Chacham Munche, Hanitzrechus Lehet HaBechoydis, that we said, what type of Chacham do we need? We need a Chacham that's going to have any Chshad B'chlal. Mele, in Shad is the Beheter, where the question is not a new Tnoim, this type of Chacham, that type of Chacham. The question is whether I have a real Chshad. So, of course, we're not Chosh of the Chacham. Het HaBechoydis, the special Tnoim, and who could paskin. And that Chazal said, the type of chacham you need is a chacham which doesn't have any chmokh mechshad klal uklal. So it comes out, the way the Graz mevar the Inyan, machloikis and Asher Yivosh is how to learn the holy side of our sugya. The Asher listur, Tosin listur, it's a pasha that didn't chshad. We're choyshed him that maybe he's not saying the emes, and he has nagias. And the male of the Asher understands, halacha and kol tere kula. According to the Yivosh, it's a din mesuyemes in the Shem Chocham Shoir, and there is Nema Anocha Tanai in the dinim, the special Shem Chocham Chazal, or Matzrich, there has to be a Chocham, which doesn't have any chshad in him. Something that's very, very unclear to me, according to the Graz, I was ma'ayin into it a lot, I couldn't figure it out. The Gemara says that there's three things that are mutter: Kodshov, Masroisov, and Taroisov. And the Gemara needs a reason why all these three things are mutter. Why is it different than Bechor? Now, according to the way the Graz Mevar, that the whole Din Chshad is not an Emes Chshad, it's only a Din in the Shem Chochem Shahir that's needed for Bechor. So Bishlam, now the Gemara needs a Hezbon Kodshim, maybe in Kodshim also, Ma'is Veim also has this special Tanai. But when you're discussing Taroisov is not a special din of Bechor. Taroisov is a din of Zivikal Terekula. So the more is Mavur the Batsin, there would have been a Mokum for Chshad, if not for the fact that Chosim made to Mosley. So the Chor, you see clearly in the Gemara, you see clearly in the Sugya, that the din of Chshad is a Chshad, a Emes a din of Chshad, which is a din of Shinoigim Bechor Terekula. And the Emes, it's very interesting that the Rash and Toisvis, when they ask the Kasha, they ask in the last Gemara, the Gemara for Taroisov. Could be that Taka the Pshat. They didn't ask him Bechor. They didn't ask him Kodshim and Maisa Behemah, because that could be it's a Din Musu Yemes and the Din Chochem Shoinim. From the fact that Mordeh has the problem by Titus also, and the whole Titus is Chazim with Meitim also, you see, from the Gemara, that's not the Pshat. No, it's a real Chshad. And therefore, the Yishad Rav Akasha, what's the Pshat every Issa Behetter? So that's to me, a plea Gedoyla to me. How could the Graz say in Dasari Vosh, that's a Din Musu Yemes and Hetter Bechoyris? Halacha Lemaise, the Prim Godim, is Chosh for the Dasataz, and the Chochmas Odom in his Chibur, Binas Odom, in Shar Issa Vehetta Ois Beis, is Chosh Alochon Ketaz, and is Bignas Kaminis Alochon Lamais in this. If the Moshel, if a Isha, Ishta Shochochom made a Tvila, she was Toivel, and there's a Sofik in the Tvila, when the Tvila was a good Tvila, so Chatzitze, so Bekai Gavner, the Chochom wouldn't be Nemon to Paskin, because he's considered schazik yisura. Toises in Begittin's Mavur, that which we say that each is not a schazik is only benegia a sofik in the ear, but a sofik in tefila doesn't have a din of a schazik. So halacha lemaisa come a din gadol to be a sofik in tefila according to the das ataz based on the das adash. The chacham would not be nemon to be moira halacha lemaisa. Another case that could be very negel halach. Let's see, someone has tevel in his house, and now the question is whether the afrosha was done kedin or not kedin. A chacham would not be nemon because it's a schazik yisura, and according to the Rash, and the way the Taz is paskening, a chacham is not nemon on some which is schazik yisura. In the ikedin chshad, the Gemara is mavur that the whole chshad is dafke by yochid, but when you have shloisha, then there's no chshad. What's the pshat? Why by shloisha there's no chshad? So Rashi in Dibur Masel Peshu Beizin says Kloimar Shloi Hoyu Shom Levadoi El Beizin Shloi Shoyu Shom Bekai Gavne He's Nemon. Rashi's Mavar Dibur Masel Michashidi Michashidi Kulu Mishviloi. Are all them choshed because of him? So Rashi's Mavur the Pshat is that any Chadam he has an Egeus. There's no reason to be choshed the other fellows of Beizin, the other members of Beizin. So the Pesach Tshuva in Simon Shinya Beis is Ma'orid, according to Rashi, what would be if all three members of Beis Din all have a Shutvis in the Bechor? So the Kai Gavne, you would be Choshed them. The whole Svara is that one of the members of Beis Din has a Chshad, there's not reason why the other ones are not Choshed because of him. But if all three have a Shutvis, then there would be a Chshad. But he's Ma'orid that it's not, it's Mash Rekama Duchti Da'at Bekai Gavne Lichashinon, and he's Medaik like that from the Shaz of Tshuva Schavais Yoel. And he's not a mevar clearly what he means to say. So what's taka dipshat? But he seems to be saying as follows: that for the poiskim is needed a different pshat alik Rashi. Rashi's mevur be'etzem Beis Din and a yochid are the same. The difference is only that the other people don't have a chshat. But there's another mahalach to learn. The pshat is the etzem mitzias of Beis Din is a stronger thing. We're not choyshed a Beis Din. A yochid we're choyshed. But the Bechoshet of Beis Din, a Beis Din not Choshet. And therefore, even the Gavne, that all three have a Chshad, will also have the same halacha, that a Beis Din not Choshet, a Yochid Yochoshet, Beis Din's a Dover, which is has a special chizik to it. It's a Dover Choshet, a Dover which Choshet of Beis Din doesn't have a Chshad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Now we'll start Beis Hashem Yisborach, the fifth perek, perek called Psul Mekdoshim. In order to understand well the Mishnah, we'll make a short akdome. The halacha is all kabbonis that have a mum. Dina is that it can be poided. Kol zman you're not poided, has all the full kedusha, but the mum is goyrim that you're able to be poided. Bechor ha-maiser are cholok and shah kachim. Bechor ha-maiser don't have a din pidyon. However, they have a kula that with the actual mum itself, even without being poided, it's nechal abayim b'chomokim shehu. The bayim can eat it as if it's chulin. B'tumid, bayim can eat it chutz yisholayim, wherever they want. That's a special halach we have b'chorim ma'isa. Now comes the mission. The mission teaches us that although b'chorim ma'isa nechal b'mum on the bayim b'chomokim shehu, but they have two dinim in their achilat. The halacha lishan is that it can't be nimka be'itlis. You can't sell it in the marketplace. You only sell it in the bayis. Second halacha is that you can't weigh it be'litre. You can't weigh it on a scale. You have to rather be mika'oimid on what the weight is. Estimate, but you can't weigh it on a scale. The soya din from these two halachas, you can't sell it be'itlis. You can't be nishoikah be'litre. It's mavu in the gemara b'sechas be'yeh. Rashi and Dashi in our Mishnah, Toysin our Mishnah, the Yisrael Din is as Bizoyin Hektish. Bizoyin Hektish is Bizoyin that which you know you get as a Vidover Chulin, as like something which is Chulin. You're selling in the marketplace, you're weighing on a scale. Therefore, you can't be Shoykel Belitre, and you can't be Moichel Beitlis. The Bia at bottom where there's Dine Bizoyin Hektish, but Lechoyer is Sonic Bia. What do you mean? You see, it's Nechal Abayel, Mechomokim Shehu. It's nechal like chulin. So what he's saying is din bizayin hektish. The pshat is because b'chorim ma'aser, even though it's nechal azar b'tume, there is still a mitzvah kedusha in b'chorim ma'aser, even after gatamum. That mitzvah kedusha, that's goyim that's also linig by minig bizayin, because the mitzvah kedusha that is in it is goyim that you have to be noig din kedusha, and you can't be noig Bizoyin hektish can be knowing something which is uvde the choil, which is bizoyin hektish. Yesh lachkor, if this isser is a isser of the daisa or isser of the rabbonon. Toises over here, the first toise in our paddock is mechiach when a gemore meseches sanhedrin and meseches tmure. It's the daisa nekedin. Toises meskasha. What's the mekor? And toises says b'shemo mishum kro naafke the ein noigim bizoyin bedovish ein anasim lehektish. There's a shum drasha that says like that. The Ramban by us in the back of Maseches Mechoiris is Muchach that's Om Drabonon. Because the Ramban says, Raka Bosta de Chozi Lei Osir Avol Chelboi Ve Gidov Ve Oiroi Ve Kain of them Korim Ve Ovo Drabonon Mai Le Elo Be Bosta Mishun de Chozi Lei Avol Bahani Loi. The Ramban is saying that the Isser Bishoyko Belitre, you don't have in all parts of the behemoth, only the boss, which is chazil achila, and the Ramban's mevar to lay over the abonim maile el bebossa mishun dechazilei. Only boss, which is chazil, the abonim made this maile of ein shkolim belitre, einim kolim beitlis. So you see, klo in the Ramban, that's only abonim the kedin. Marital Gazi b'mkoyim is in Islam a testament daig like that. Comes out the machloek is toisvus in the Ramban with this halacha of our mishnah is the reis the kedin or the abonim the kedin. The Mishnah's mavur that psulim mekdoshim should have also had this halacha that ein nimkolim belitnis and ein shkolim belitre. However, it doesn't have the halacha because hektish has havacha from the fact that nimka beitli is an shkolim belitre, and this whole issur that you can't be noig midik bezoyin to be moicha beitli is an shkolim belitre is only b'maknas no havacha for hektish. When maknas havacha for hektish, you don't have this halacha for einim kolim beitli is an shkotim beitli, and that's the makim which mischalik b'chorim ma'isem. So mekdoshim b'chorim ma'isem hektish has no havacha from the fact that nimka beitli is an shkolim belitre. Psul mekdoshim hektish has havacha, and therefore by psul mekdoshim it's mutter. The gemara is mavur that psul mekdoshim, which we say that hektish has havacha, we're talking psul mekdoshim which already had a pigeon. They're a nifte kvar. They're a poide michayim. And in kol zoyis, based on hazavoche, because since the acha the pigeon, it's going to be mutter to be moicha beitlis and to be shoicha belitre. Therefore, b'shas the person is poide it, it's worth more money for to him, and he'll give more money for it. Now, l'choy dachin fashtein, since we're talking about psul mekdoshim sheniftu, already had a pigeon. You mechal the kedusha. You made a pigeon. You mechal the kedusha of this behemah should be chal on this mois. So why would the bichlal be a din for einim kolim beitlis and einish kolim belitre? If not for the fact that based in the hektish has havoche, there would be the halacha. Why? The choyret chulin gemurim. You paid it. Now the beer is very poshit, and it's a very sadistic zach. The psul mikdashin, even after the pinyon, it has a miktsas kedusha, because we find that the loch is that psul mikdashin shaniftu even after the pinyon, if it's still alive, the loch is it's also begize avoide. We dash from the pasuk tizbach v'legize, b'asav l'avoide. It's also begize avoide, and that's the same dinim as b'chol ma'aser shenafu be'mum. This is the Mishnah Yidalim Amud Aleph that the Psul Mekdashim Sheniftu is also Begizah Avodah, just like a Bechor Maiser Sheniftu. So you see over here that even though you played it, it was a Chil Kedusha, the Torah is Mechadish, the opinion is not Mafkir, the Kedusha Legamri, and there's still a Mitzvah Kedusha. And this fact, there's still a Mitzvah Kedusha, that would be enough to be Goyed in Misaloche. You cannot be Zoyin Hektish, you can't be Vazit. In Bamsh, the same Ged of Kedusha at Bechor HaMaiser. Bechor HaMaiser, even without a pidyon, is Mutal Le'ochel HaBailim. And Imkol Zoyin still have Mitzvah Kedusha. Psul HaMitzvah Shaniftu have the same Aloche. And Emerson, I found afterwards, that's Mefur Shanashi in Be'er, that Chav Chesam Ad'Alef, Rashi's Mevadis, Be'er Heitev, Ezel HaShoinoi. Kol ha'kotshim ba'lemumen, afa pisha edayin, mikzas kedusha aleyen, so osan ha'kotshim begizah avoide, kida aminam bechoyres, tizbechol ha'gise, v'lo gize, afilu ha'ochi, noyagin, ma'is ha'chulun bezu, shenishchotim be'itlis, and koyim be'itlis, since Hektish has a avoch. So Rashi's mevatas be'er heitim, that's the Yisoyed Vorem, the Islam mikzas kedusha, and that's why the Yisoyedoy, the should have been this halacha, if not for the fact, a Beis Din has avoch. Now let's go on to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shoiklin mona keneged mona b'chor. The Ashi is mevar. Now what does it mean to say? It means to say that if you have a liter of chulin that you already measured, and now you want to be shoikl the b'chor, the ma'isir, and you're using for the weight the basar shel chulin, you're not using a normal weight, basar shel chulin, because I got it's mutter. So the Mishnah is teaching us, although the Isser of Einish Kolom Belitre, because I gavne, the not being shekel connected a normal weight, being shekel connected a basar, which was weighed, you don't have the halacha of Einish Kolom Belitre. What's the B of this heter? So it seems to me that it's a shachatai in the Gemara Maseches Beye, what's the story of this heter? Yom Tif halacha is that it's also to make a mishkel. Medina Yom Tif, it's also to be shekel, Shabbos and Yom Tif. The Gemara in Beye, the Chof Chesem the Aleph, means that Machoikis Tanoim, when it's mutter to be shoikel, mona connected mona. Meaning to say, to be shoikel connected on a scale connected a weight is a short answer. How about you have something which is already weighed, and now you want to weigh another piece of basa, another food, connected that thing which was weighed, is a mutter yomtif or not? So the Gemara brings that Yehuda says shoikel yomtif. I'm sorry, Yeshua says shoikel yomtif, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Davke keneged a kli is mutter, avloy neged basar." Meaning to say, if Yehuda holds to be shoykel keneged a kli which was weighed is mutter. You know the weight of a certain kli, that's mutter. But the shoykel keneged basar is aser. Says the Gemara, "Omer Rabbi Yosef alochke Rabbi Yeshua that it's mutter to be shoykel even keneged basar." Oyel b'snam b'choyres kavasei. Because you learn the Mesechus Bechoyer is like a Yeshua, the Snan, the Shoykli Mona Kedekim Mona Bechor. The Mor is saying, just like Benegay Bechor it's Mutter, so too Benegay the Issa Mishkol and Yom Tiv, it's also Mutter. They actually explain what's the Tzad HaShol between these two halachas. Two different dinim, totally different dinim. This is an Issa Bizoyin Hektish, that's an Issa of Mishkol, of the Dechoyel. They actually explains, Almo Kahai Gadna Loi Mishkol Havet. The Gemara is proving for the Mishnah Bechoyris that when you're being shoykel keneged a mona, not keneged a weight, but keneged something which was weighed, that's not considered mishkel. Doesn't have a shem mishkel. Mishkel is only keneged a weight. Keneged something which was weighed against a weight, and now you know what its weight is, now you want to use it for a weight, that's not considered mishkel. Lav mishkel have it. That's what Yosef is being medamed. If so, yomtiv. Bechoyres is the same sugi. It's a sugi whether it's considered mishkel or not. And mona connected mona doesn't have a shem mishkel. And the Gemara is madch. Omer Abaye, but Dilma loy ad kan loy k'omer Rabbi Rabbanon hasam ele mishum de loy mechzi k'uvn de choyl. Aval hacha avd uvn de choyl. That which it's mutter by bechor, it loy avid It doesn't look like uvdin dechoyel. Aval hacha avet uvdin dechoyel. But over there, Yom Tov, it does look like uvdin dechoyel. Now she's mevar. Our mission is talking about b'mechira, when he's selling something. The derech is not to be moicher mona kenegen mona. The normal derech mechira is to be moicher a bosta kenegen the proper weight. Mona kenegen mona is not derech mechira. And therefore, it's not osir, because it's not uvda de choyel, meaning to say, uvda de choyel means it's isa bizoyin hektish, that which is being noig by minir chulin. And since it's not a derech limkar kenegen mona, therefore, you don't have, you're missing the yisoyde isur of derech mishkal. Mashegel in yomtif, which over there we're not discussing mechira. What are we talking about yomtif? You know, it's us to make mechira yomtif. So the discussion, Vim Seconds Beyer, of yomtif means you're coming to split up. You have two shutfim in a behemah. They come to make a chaluke. So they want to make sure it's an equal chaluke. So they make shaykel money connected money. So Rashi's mevar over there, that is a normal thing. The derech, when you choluk something, is you put on the scale two pieces and you see if they're equal amounts. So over there, it is considered uvda dechoyel, and therefore it's us to do on Yom Tov. So it seems that the shakavatai between Rav Yosef and Abaye, whether you could be medame, our mission to Yom Tov is what the side of our mission is. Rav Yosef understood the side of our mission is that it's missing the whole Shem Mishkel. Mishkel is only connected to weight. Connected a bosa, which is shokel, which is weighed, doesn't have a shem mishkel. Abai is saying, it's not the same for our Mishnah, but emesin, it has a full shem mishkel. It's not missing anything in the shem mishkel. Now, since the soida iser of mishkel is uvda dechoyel, and it's not the derech mechida to do money connected money, therefore, although it is a full mishkel, it's not missing in the shem mishkel, it has a shem shokelin. It's considered shokel. But after the king, you don't have the Isser, because the Isser of Mishkel is the Uvda the Chol Shaboy. And this is, since this is not the Derech Mechira, the male, that's matter it. So it comes out, we have a Yisrael Yisrael Machloikis Abai and Rav Yosef, what the Yisrael Adin, Yisrael Heter from our Mishnah is. Is it because it's missing an Ikushar Mishkel, or is it Pshat because it's not the Derech Chol, and it's Yisrael Yisrael is the Uvda the Chol, it's not Derech Chol. Halacha Maise, we pass in Yom Tov that it's osir to do money connected money, only connected kli is mutter. So seemingly, halacha l'mayis, we hold like Abaye that the soid of our Mishnah is not because it's missing the Shem Mishkel, rather because it's not derech mechira, and therefore it's mutter, because it's not considered uvda dechoyel, the soid of Isser, bizoyin hektish, is the uvda dechoyel shabai. The Ramban, be'os in the halacha, is pointed out a important halacha. He says that what's shoykel money connected money? How about connected the kli? The Ramban says, that's a culture king. If a money connected money is mutter, connected boss or money is mutter, for sure connected kli, because you see him in Sechas Beye, that in Yom Tov, Davki connected kli is mutter according to the Behuda, which we hold Allah like that, and connected boss is osir. So you see that a kli is more kal than bossar. So if I bechor, even connected boss is mutter, for sure connected kli is mutter, and as he's capacity in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim and Shin Yudais. Till now, we mevar Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah of Shoykel Mona Kenegel Mona Bechor. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and the Rambam and Yad has a whole different pshat in our Mishnah. The Rambam says we're not talking about it being Shoykel to figure out how much it weighs. We're talking about, and he's selling something, trying to figure out how much it weighs. We're talking about you have Kehanim who are coming to Bechor Lekar Bechor. You have two, three Kehanim together. The Rambam says actually when he's the case he says is four, six or seven kahanim, and they come to bichol kabichol, and they want to make sure the chaluk is a fair chaluk. So you're not a bichol like mona kenegin mona. So it means the fidam by mona kenegin mona doesn't mean like Rashi mona of chulin kenegin mona of kodshim, like Rashi says. Rather, we're talking about both on both sides of the scale. You're having bichol. Both sides is bichol. And that was saying, shoykel mana connected mana, yulali we shoykel one mana connected another mana. And the Rambam is mevar that the point of the Mishnah is that even though it's nida like a mechira, nida like a mechira, after became its mutter, even though it's nida kemoicher, it seems like you're selling one piece for the other piece, After Cain, it's mutter. Why? Because Bechor, there's no Issa Mechira. Bechor, the Allah is a Bechor, you can't be paid if you're not a seller Bechor. And the Rambam is Moisif, a big Allah. The Rambam says that this Allah that's mutter is only a Bechor. But by Meiser, it will be also to be Shoikel Mona, Kenegan Mona. Why? Because the Gemara of Beis Mavur, that although Bechor Meiser generally have the same dinim, but in one halacha the choluk, Bechor is mutter b'mechira, Meiser is osed b'mechira, Meiser beheime, a bialim can't sell it. He can't sell it. Not only can't be paid it, he can't sell it either. So therefore, by Meiser, you can't be shleikum money, connected money, because it's neither can moicher, and it's neither can make a mechira, like you're selling your Bechor, and halacha is he's selling your b'meiser, and Meiser osed beheime, osed mechira, and therefore, this hat of Shoikum Mone Kenegel Mone is only Bechor, not a Meiser. The Kesem Mishneh in Hilchas Bechoris is Mevar, that the Mekor of the Rambam is from a Deek, beautiful Deek in the Mishneh. The Mishneh says, Shoikel Mone Kenegel Mone Bibichor. Why does the Mishneh say Bibichor? The Mishneh beforehand, the Mishneh says, the Din of Nimkorim, the Mishneh says, Nimkorim Be'itlis, Nishchotim Be'itlis, Nishkolim Be'litre. Chutz mina bechor v'amaisa. The Mishnah puts together bechor amaisa. Over here, the Mishnah discusses only bechor. So from this, the Rambam's medayik, it tells us that the maisa is also. So there's a special heter in bechor, and the Yisrael Achilik is because it's cholik bechor amaisa. When they get the Issa Mechira, bechor does not have Issa Mechira. Maisa has Issa Mechira, and this is nida kemoichir, and therefore it's cholik maisa behem. And the Rambam in Yad Paskin this halacha, the Rambam says, Perek Vav Milchus Bechoyres Halacha Hei. Ma'ase Beheim Osel Limkor Kishutamim Shenema Balo Yigal Mipi Hashmua Lomdu Shezeh Shenema Lo Yigal Af Issa Mechira B'mashma She'enoi Nigal Ve'enoi Nimka Klal. Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Lefichach Ein Shoiklin Mone Kenegel Mone B'mase K'derech Shoiklin B'bechor Ve'pnei Shu'u Nideh Kemoiche. So the Rambam is passing Halacha Ma'ase, that which is Mevar our Mishneh, Ram is taught in the Mishneh that there's a problem of Nira Kamoichir and it's only Mutter B'Bechor, not B'Meiser. Lefi the Rambam, one has to understand what's B'chal the Chiddush of the Mishneh? Nira Kamoichir. Nira Kamoichir could only be a problem in Meiser. In Bechor, of course it's Mutter. Bechor is Mutter B'Mechir. So Lefi the Ashid, we understand very well. It's a Hemshuk of the Mishneh. Isa of Einim Kodim Einish Kolim Belitere. The Mishnah is telling you that Bechor, that this is Mutter. But according to the Rambam, we're not discussing Bechlal the Din of Einish Kolim Belitere. It's a whole new discussion whether it's Mutter to be Shoikel, and the problem what could have been is Nira Kamoichel. So of course Bechor is Mutter. If anything, the Mishnah could have told you Aloche that the Maise is Osir. To say the Mishnah's whole Kavan, the Mishnah is only telling you that Maise is Osir, it's not Mash the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah is Mashma, there's a Chiddush in Bechor that it's Mutter. Oh, so, in order to understand the Rambam, we have to be making a different Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Bechoris Halacha Yudches, Bechor Baal Mum, Yesh Lekoyen Lemoichre Bechol Zman. A Bechor Baal Mum, a Koyen cancel. Then the Rambam is Mamshech. Ukushe Moichre Bocha Bosse, Ukushe Moichre Bosse Baal Mum, Moichre Bebayis, Avaloy Beshuk, Aval Bosse Tomim, Einoi nimkar mepneishu b'sar kodesh. The koyhanim shem nimlo al bechor mutar l'shoik like mona kenegen mona. The Rambam says, "Avo b'sar bechor tamim einoi nimkar mepneishu b'sar kodesh." What do these words mean? Bechor tamim einoi nimkar mepneishu b'sar kodesh. So maybe the Rambam means to say that you can't sell it simply because it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Meshulchan gavay kazach, and therefore you can't sell it. However, the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Rambam is mashma that he means to say that it's an iser of bizoyin hektish, b'sar kodesh. It's b'sar kodesh. Therefore, you can't sell it. And in Bechor is a new iser mechire in Bechor tomin, which has kedushin. The bigger iser bizoyin hektish than Bechor Baal Mum, B'chol Bamum only has mitzvahs kedusha. B'chol Tomim has a full kedusha that asks mechira. Oh, so Lefizeh comes to the Rambam telling us a gevaldik halacha that even in B'chol there is a issa mechira by B'chol Tomim. It's Tomim the Rabbanik issa, but however Yir Eich Shiyet is a issa as a issa to be moicher mepeshe b'sa'a kodesh. And that the Rambam is Messiah. Umutter Kehanim shenimna al bechor mutter lishko mona negen mona. The mashmos of the Rambam is that the chiddush of shoykel mona negen mona is not a bechor balmum, rather a bechor tomim. And as they say, mefurish in the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah says the pashas that you learn in Mishnah is going on bechor balmum. The Rambam is mavur that it's going on bechor tam is mana mikdash. And the Rambam is saying that although we're saying it's an Isser, to be moichel b'chor basad of Tomim is Isser, to be moichel, but it's mutter for the Kehanim which are being choylik, the choylik in this b'chor Tomim, it's mutter for the b'shoykel mona k'neged mona. Oh. So, if so, it's we understand very well the Chiddush the Mishnah. It's talking a big Chiddush, that even though b'etzim b'chor, there is an Isser b'chire. Afa pikein, it's mutter to be moichel, and there's no problem near Kamoichel. Now, if so, it comes Shver Faket. It comes Shver the other way around. So why is the Chol Gra Meiser? By Meiser, we're saying that's also to be Shoykel Mona Kenegel Mona, it's near Kamoichel. And there's Issa Mechile. If Imar Bechor, there's Issa Mechile. True, Nabe Bechor Balmum, it's Chol Gra Meiser. Meiser is also Imar Meiser Balmum. Bechor is only also Bechor Tomim. But yeah, actually, yeah, if the Maisa is Issa Mechira, even a Bechor, so just like it should be Osir to be Shoykel Mona Kenegan Mona, because it's Nirika Moicha, just like Maisa. So I heard from Moira Vidabi, a Goyim of Rabbi Yeshua Soloveitchik Shlita, the Pshat is as follows. The Pshat is that it's Choluk, he said over B'Shem, his father, a battle, that it's Choluk B'Yisoid, the Issa Mechira, Maisa, and the Issa Mechira in Bechor. The Issa in Ma'is says the Issa Mechira. Mechira is double Osir. The mother learns about Zeir Shavit, which we'll see by Emshech and Sugya. The mother learns about Zeir Shavit, there's an Issa Mechira. In Bechor, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Issa Mechira. The Issa is Bizoyin Hektish. The Issa is not the Mechira, the Issa is the Bizoyin. If you're doing a Mechira, it's a Bizoyin. But the Shema Issa is Osir Levazois Hektish. Ma'is, the Issa is Mechira. And they are the Pshat as follows. Mone kenegen mone is not derech bizoyin. Derech mechire is bizoyin. Derech mone kenegen mone, chaluka mone kenegen mone, is not derech bizoyin. Memele, it's not shaykh to be osir. It's mutter. Although it's nirka moichem, you don't have the bizoyin factor, which that's the soyde iser. Hashem yibem meiser, which the etzem mechire is a dobra osir. Memele, it's nirka moichem, although there's no bizoyin involved, atikin it's mutter. So it comes out that Lefi the Rambam, if he was Mizbah now, that the Yisoid of the Mishnah is as follows. Our Mishnah is being Yisoid of Ha'olich, that which in Bechor and in Ma'iser both have an Issa to sell it. Bechor have an Issa by Bechor Tomin. Ma'iser is always. The Mishnah is saying now, what's the halacha to do something which is neither Kemoiche? That the Mishnah is telling us that it's Acholik Bechor and Ma'iser, Bechor is Mutter, and Ma'aser is Osir, and the Bi'ad Varmus, like we just explained, because it's Cholg B'Yisoid Adin, the Issa Mechira Shav Bechor, and the Issa Mechira in Ma'aser, Bechor, Yisoid Issa is B'Zoyin Hektish, Ma'aser Yisoid Issa is Etzim Issa Mechira, Nira Kamoicher is only a problem by Ma'aser Nachem Bechor, because Bechor, which the whole problem is B'Zoyin Hektish, and that's not applicable by Mona Kenegan Mona. And according to this, we understand very well why the Rambam had to learn the Mishnah. Shoykel Mona Kenegel Mona Bechor means Bechor Tomim, like the Kesem Mishnah Mevar, not Bechor Balmum, not Shloy Kepashas the Mishnah, because the Rambam is bothered by this problem. If we're talking Bechor Balmum, then it's Poshet that it's Mutter. What's Bechor Chedush of the Mishnah? Because the Rambam is not learning like Rashi that the Nidin is Nishkolin, the Nidin is what happened to the Issa Mechira Chelik. So that whole problem could only be a problem by Bechor Tomim, not by Bechor Balmo. In the Ikepesh of the Rambam, The Beryl asked the Kushya Tzume, the Gemara Maseches Beye, in the Choyle Muchach, the Gdashis Pshat in the Mishnah. It's the Gemara Maseches Beye, which you mentioned before in the Shir, the Gemara is discussing whether it's Mutter to be Shoykel, Mone, Kenegel, Mone, in Yom Tif, is there Issa Mishkel, and the Gemara wants to, Rav Yosef says, that in our Mishnah, we see like in Mishua, and Mishnah says, Shoykel, Mone, Kenegel, Mone, Bechor, so you see from here, that it's not considered Mishkel. So according to Rashi, it's Mavur Eitim, it's a Shaila Mishkel. According to the Rambam, our Mishnah is not discussing Bechlal a Shaila from Mishkel. It's a whole different sugya. It's a sugya of Niri Kamoichet. It's a Chol HaPliya G'doy Levat Tzum on the Rambam. A better one B'chadish that the Kavon of the Rambam is that our Mishnah is two Nidoinim. The first Nidin is like Rashi, a Nidin of Einish Kolom B'Litre. And the Rambam learns that the case of Einish Kolom B'Litre is not like Rashi, the Mishleikah Kenegat Chulin. It's talking about we make in Chalukah. And you want a mishloikel to make sure to know how much it weighs, and you bring shloikel money connected money. So in this case itself, you have a problem of ein shkolim belitere. It should be a problem ein shkolim belitere. And that's one need in the mission. The second need in the mission is a problem of nirka moicher. There's two bezunder nidoinim in the mission. One of ein shkolim belitere, and a second problem of nirka moicher. And the Rambam learned that there's a second problem. Where did Rambam get this? There's two nidoinim in the mission. He learned that there's a second problem from the fact that Mishnah says Bechor. Like because the Mishnah it says that's the part of the Rambam. From there, the Rambam got a deal, gets Dafkin Bechor, not a Meiser. So from there, you see that there's a second problem on top of the problem, Einish Kolom B'Litre, there's a second problem of Nirika Moichet. And the Bechor for the Rambam to say that there is the first Nidin of Einish Kolom B'Litre, which the Gemara Beye says, where did the Gemara Beye get that from? So I think the pshat is because Emerson is a koyshul for the Rambam. The field of the Rambam, what's the hemshech haMishnah? Where does it come into the Mishnah here? We never discussed the Issa Mechira that the Mishnah should go on to be marich to tell you a chiddush that money connected money is mutter. The field this is very good that the best in the Mishnah is a hemshech to the din of Einish Kolom B'Litre. And the Mishnah is telling you b'kai gavne there's no problem with Einish Kolom B'Litre. Derech Agra, the Mishnah is telling you that it's only mutter b'chor, not a meiser, because there's another issue involved, an issue of Derech Mechira. It's interesting, Lefi this, Lechayr, we wouldn't need what we said before in this year. Yeah, we're bothered by what's the Chal the Chiddush, the Mishnah. What's the Chal the Chiddush of the Mishnah? It's Pasha that it's Mutter. So Lefi this, the Ikke Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Etzim Din of Shoiklin. There's no problem of Einish Kolom B'Litre. Derech Agav, the Mishnah tells you it's only Mutter B'Chor, there's no problem of Nirik and Mechira. So now B'Emes will be a Ktsas Oren the Rambam. Mr. Rambam in Yad Chazoke, the Rambam in Sefer is Mashma, that the whole Mishnah is discussing B'chor Tam. According to this, Batsim, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even B'chor Balmum. Even B'chor Balmum is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is Einish Kolom B'Litre. And the Mishnah just happened. It's happened to tell you, you should know, but Mice won't be able to do it, because although Mitzad the Loch of Einish Kolom B'Litre is not a problem, you have a new problem of Nirik HaMoyche. That's the Choyre Ha'ore B'Tzor Echir. But in the Ikeb Shat, the Bel Tzim, there's two dinim, the Choyre Lefidus will be Miyushiv. A very interesting thing, the Lavush, La Haloche, in Simon Shunya Beis, brings down both Perushim, the Perush of Rashi, and the Perush of Ramba. The Madani Yomtif, Basin the Mishnah, is masking on the Lavush, and according to the Rambam, we don't find a heter to be Shoykel, connected over a Shokel. According to what we just discussed, it comes up, the Mishnah is Mavur Tudinim. The Mishnah is Mavur, the heter of Nishkolim B'Litre, and on top of that, we're saying, another Haloche, that there's no problem of Nirka Moiche. The emes is that there is a shtick of Mitzvah Sa'orah, because in Rashi, we're discussing a case where you were shoykel the chulin connected a weight, you did it on a scale, and now you know how much it's worth, how much it weighs, and you're using the buster as a weight. It's a big chiddush to say that there's no issa b'kai gavne. According to the Rambam, you're not trying to get a specific weight. What happened was, you want to make sure they're equal parts. That means you never weighed anything on a scale yet. Nothing was a weighed object. You don't know exactly how much it is. All you're doing is to make sure they're equal amounts. So this chiddush that you see in Rashi, that something which was weighed, and now you know exactly how much it weighs, and you're using it as a weight, that's not considered mishkel, that's a much bigger chiddush, which we don't see bichlal, if that's a Rambam. If you Rambam, you don't see that. And if you Rambam, could be the Gemara and Bey is also discussing that. The Gemara and Bey is discussing to see shaykel manik negel manik, to make sure both parts are equal parts. So the kash of the medani yamtiv is a dain tzarechin. However, the ikka inyan comes out of the Rambam that the Mishnah is discussing two halachas. Now I'll continue on to the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis, and Yaseh the biggie side, we meramez it in discussing the Mishnah, but now we'll learn it properly. B'chor ha-maiseh have the same halachas, all the dinim are the same. However, the Gemara discusses that b'chor ha-maiseh are choluk b'negeya the following din. A b'chor, it's mutter to be moicher. That Isser, the Torah says, lo yigoyel, pidyon is asa, b'mechir is mutter. Maiseh, besides the Isser pidyon, is also Isser mechir. It's also to sell maiseh behemah. The chiluk between pidyon and mechira is very posh. The pidyon is that you're taking the kedusha off the behemah. You're being paid to the kedusha. The kedusha goes from the behemah onto the money. Mechira, you're leaving the behemah in its same format of kedusha, staying with its kedusha. Rather, what you're doing is you're giving over the ownership of the behemah to someone else. So bechor is also the pidyon, but mechira is mutter, as long as the kedusha is staying on the behemah. Who the Baalim is, the Torah did not give you Issa to sell it. And Ma'isa Ba'ima, the Torah gave Issa Mechira. What the Yisoid of the Issa Mechira is, Mitzvah Shem will discuss it in the Aflamed Beis. Another Chakira we have to be Ma'ayan into, by Ma'isa Ba'ima, is also the Pidyon and Mechira. Are they two separate Yisurim, Issa Mechira and Issa Pidyon? Or are they one Issa that asks both Pidyon and Mechira? Mitzvah Shem will discuss the Flamed Beis b'siyata d'shmai. The Gemara brings an abdaisa that although it's also ma'isa behem is also mechira, by ma'isa behem shall yisoyimim it's mutter to sell p'nei ha'shova sa'veide. In order that yisoyim shouldn't have a hefse, the chum matit him voicha. The Gemara brings down mechlekes abayin rav atlum shat in the abdaisa. Abayin learns that to sell k'moishahu, to sell Ma'isa behemah k'moishu is us even for Yisaimim. And we're talking Bahavlo. And over there, we matter it. When you're doing Bahavlo, meaning to say you're not selling by itself, you're selling Bahavlo with something else together with the chelik, which is mutter. So then, they're matter by Yisaimim. The Hezbad Vorim is that Bahavlo, behemah k'moishu is always mutter. The Rabbanon, the Asad Havlo. And therefore, by Ma'isa Behemah, by Yisoyimim, they're matter of Avlo. By Ma'isa Behemah, not Yisoyimim, although when I tell you it's mutter, because once it's derech Avlo, it's mutter. But when they're abonon, it's aser. The Gemara brings down a Rav's Cholik. Rav holds that Avlo is mutter, even the abonon. When you're not being moichik, shulatzi, moichik derech Avlo, it's mutter, even the abonon, the more is moichik that from Negei Shvius, which is Shvius, it's also Mechir, it's also Salta Amoritz, and that became Bavlo's Mutter. So you see over there that Havlo is something which is Mutter, Minat Torah, Emed Rabbonon. And therefore, it can't be that the Brais is discussing the case of Havlo, because if it's Havlo, it's Mutter, not only by Yisaimim, it's Mutter even by Ma'isa Behemah Shal Gedoylem. No, that which we're saying Ma'isa Behemah Shal Yisaimim is Mutter, even is even without Havlo. And why tak is a mutter? If it's without Havlo, why is a mutter? So the Gemara is mevar, Rav is mechadish, that although it's an Issa Mechira, a Ma'isa Behemah, but Mediraisa, it's only Osir, calls man Shulchai. But Acha Shchita, there's no Issa Mechira in the Torah. The hour which it's Osir to sell a Behemah, even the Acha Shchita, is only the Rabbanon Dikadin. The Braisa tak says, Eina nimka lo yichai ve lo yishochot lo yitam ve lo yibalmum. Is Rav is mechadish, although it's also mechide, even shochot, that's only Rabban Dikadin. And therefore, the Yomata, by Yisrael, Mas Hoshu Raveide, the Yomata, this is a mechide with Rabban. What the Yisrael has won, and why Take is a choluk min a kushu chai, and kushu shochot, the Menatoy, it's only also kushu chai, and Mitzvah will discuss when we get to the Flam and Beis. But yeah, that's a Rav's miyasid. That's only also in a toide when it's chai now and shachot. And therefore, the chachamim were matter it at hoshav aveide. According to Abaye, it seems that Abaye doesn't hold of this yisoid. Abaye holds that the isid of mechira is even by shachot, And therefore, he had to say that the whole heter is only derech havlo. It's machloikas and b'ayin rov in this point, whether the isish, thou shabraisa says, ein nimka loy chai, v'loy shochel is min ha-toyre, or min ha-bonon. So it comes out that there's a few mekudas and machloikas between b'ayin rov. One machloikas is whether havlo is mutter, even the ha-bonon not. Rav holds it's mutter, even the ha-bonon, b'ayin holds it's not mutter, the ha-bonon is osir, and they're only matter by Yisrael Masosh of Abedah. The second machloikis is whether the Isser Shechita Mechira on a Shochel is Minatoyre with Rabbanon. According to Rav, it's Minatoyre. According to Abai, it's Minatoyre. According to Rav, it's Rabbanon. That's two points, machloikis Abai and Rav. Now, in the Yisrael, the head of Havlo, Derech Havlo is Mutter. What does it mean, Derech Havlo? That you're selling the basar b'chor together with something else, which is a mutter mechira. You're selling together with the chalev, the kanayim, the gidim, the gemara, the flam beis, the tzomis. You're selling the chalev kanechal together with the chalev she'ene nechal. What's the inside of the heter? What does it help you selling together? So Rashi's mevad is a very important Rashi. Rashi's mevad, the pshat is as follows. The pshat is, Rashi says, What you're really doing is you're giving the boss of the matana. You're not making a mechira on the boss at all. Just what? You don't want to have a loss. What you do is you hike up the price of the or the gidin atzomis, and this way you get the money you want. But at the same time you're not doing a mechira. So Rashi is saying what you're really doing is, you're not making a mechira on the basar. You're making a matana. You're giving the basar matana. You're not making a mechira. You're not charging for the basar. The whole charge is for the other things. And that's the het of avlo. The het of avlo is really a kunz. It's a kunz how to make a, give a matana at the same time not having loss. You're not making a mechira at all. You're making a matana. At the same time, you're not getting the loss by hiking up the price of the other things which you're selling at the same time. It's Mavur and Rashi here, a very important halacha, that the Yisoid Heta of Law is that you're doing Derech Maton, it's not Derech Mechira. So you see from Rashi Yisoid, that the Dal Shetayr says Lo Yimoche is the Yisir only on Mechira. Maton is Mutter. Maton is Mutter. Lo Yimoche. It's only us in the Shem Mechira. If it's Maton, it's Mutter. Mechasrinich, Mitzashin Samach Aleph, writes clearly, he doesn't bring our Rashi, but writes clearly that the Yisir of Lo Yimoche is only Derech Mechira. Derech Matone is Mutter. That's Yisoid HaHeter. Rashi teaches us that Yisoid HaHeter of Avlo, that you're making it with Adam Mechir rather than with Matone. One thing you have to understand, there's always, we know, is the Yisoid of Aino. You now charge, you now price something more than the price. So, if you hike up the price of the Gidin, why isn't the Yisoid of Aino? Yisoid of Aino. If you're really charging him for the basar, then it's still a mechira. I mean, you can't make it in chuks over here. LMI, you're giving him matana, and rather you hike up the price of the oil. So why isn't it Isra Vayna? And another shayla kima ayin, what would be if it comes out, there's a mekach tos on the basar. The basar, he finds afterwards that it's spoiled basar, and takes back the basar. Will you have to give back the money or not? Will the one who bought it have to give back the money? Will the moich have to give back the money? If you're doing derech havla, comes out that you never took the money. You never took the money for the basar. The basar is the matana. So if so, it's come out a very interesting din. That even if the basar will be a matatos on the basar, still it'll be able to keep the money. The moich will be able to keep the money, even the extra money that he charged for the or and the gidim that summons. Unless you'll say that was self-understood, that you only agree to charge more money for the or if you'll give the bus the matana. That's a very interesting thing. Then the chayyur would seem that you're really charging for the bus. Good, that's an interesting shayletim ayin to parakopon yiyeh. This is the story of heter, havlo is a way of mafkia the mechire, rather giving matana at the same time, getting the same amount of money that you wanted. Now, yesh la'ayin, when you're making a havlo, is a mutter to be shoykel belitere, is a mutter do be itli. So it's partial lechayre, it's aser, because havlah doesn't, I mean, even though giving the boss a matane, it, of course, the iser of itlis, of litre, still applies. But with the yesh makom is topic is by yisoyimim, which Chazal matir to do it even without derech havlah because of hashavas aveide, where Chazal matir to do it be itlis or be litre. So it's mevur lehegin is sugi that's aser. Because the bamis in the whole cheshbon asugi, the more brings in this whole discussion of the isa mechira is because the more is bothered by kasha. The Misha says that bechor a ma'aser is not nimkar belitre, not nimkar beitlis. The more is nedaik beitlis is not nimkar, but not beitlis it is nimkar. How is that possible? And that the gemara is miyashiv. They were talking about ma'aser be'ayim shol yisaimim, which is no isa mechira. Over there is negay the isa of nimka beitlis. So it's mefurish the gemara that by yisoyimim, although the isa mechid you don't have, the isa of itlis you do have. That's the whole cheshbon asugi. It's interesting. The Rambam, when he brings an halacha of yisoyimim, he says muter lemoichrei kedarkoi. Ma'aser v'ayim shel yisoyimim muter lemoichrei kedarkoi. Would seem from the Rambam kedarkoi means even beitlis. However, the rikurkis points out that of course the can't be the pshat mukhlim sugi not like that. Kabbalah the Rambam kedarka means to say you don't have to do derech havlah by ma'aser behemah of gedolim. The only way to be mutter is derech havlah. You saw him, you could do kedarka, you just sell it by itself. So now let's understand taka. Also shabbos avei the chazal matir to sell it and the mafkid the isa mechira. So why would they matter the isa of nimkarim beitlis? So bam is like this. We discussed the number of the Aleph, and Machloik is Taisis and Ramban, with the Issa of Mimkar and Be'idlis is Minat Toire, or Midra Bona. According to Taisis, it's a Issa Minat Toire, then it's partial why Chazal can't be matter it. And the whole, the Het of Ashavas Aveid is only the Abundike Issa. However, according to Ramban, that's only the Abundike Issa, so if so, we have to understand, just like Chazal will matter the Issa Mechire, so too they should be matter the Issa of Mimkar and Be'idlis. The title of this kasha is very posh. The title of this kasha is that the whole Hashavas Aveide, Hefsi Yisoyimim, Chazal and Matan, in order to cover, in order to take away the Hefsi Yisoyimim, is only the Issa Mechira. If you're not going to matter to be Moicharit, they'll have a Hefsi Yisoyim, they'll have a Hefsit. Because you won't be able to sell it only with a kunz of Derech Havlah. No more, you won't be able to make a normal Mechira. So they'll have a Hefsit. But Mashenkein, when the question is Nimkarim Belitre, there's no Hefsi Yisayim involved. There's no Hashavas Aveide. You won't sell a Belitre, you won't sell the marketplace. Kaponim, you'll sell it in the bias, and there won't be a Hefsi. There won't be a Hefsi. So the Hashavas Aveide doesn't apply over there. Although the Gemara is Mavur that something which is sold Belitlis goes for a bigger price. And that's why the Psalm Megdoshim, it's mutter, because Hoyol, the came to Sholom Man, and Kolm Be'ilz, and Shkolm Be'itlis, and Shkolm Be'litl, Tofi, upon it Me'ikola. But it's only a small gain, it's not enough of a Hefse, the Chazal, Shu Matir, because of a Shavas Aveda. Now let's go to another point in this Inyan. The hetev avlah. What's the hetev avlah? You sell the basa together with the chelik she'enei nechal. Gidim chelik atzomis. So it's mavu in this gemara. And you say this tikkun aloch that the isa mechira you only have on dvorim hanecholim, and the dvorim she'enei nechalim, the chalokim of the ma'aser behemah, which is not nechal. There is no isa mechira. Toisus dir maschal mavli bechel by points this out. And that's the Rambam Paskins and Perigvom Hilchas Bechoyris Aloch Ches Maiser Shanishchad Bemumoy Muta Limkoy Chelboy VeGidoy VeOidoy Batzmoisov VeLoy Osru Limkor Elo Besole Bulvat. So the Rambam points this out very strongly, very clearly, that the Issa Mechira you only have on the Basar, not on the Chelev, VeLoy Osru Limkor Elo Besole Bulvat. You have to understand what's the inside of this din. The Torah says, Lo yimocher, it's the Issa Mechira. What should be the chilek within the chilek ha-nechal and the chilek she'enoi nechal? It's all ma'aser behemah. Lo yimocher. So the choyre, we can be mevayah this api, a yisoid godl, which is Mavur, the Gemara, at the beginning of Perek HaKama, we discussed in the Shurim over the year, that Bechor Baal Mum, which is Nechal, Bechol Mokim, Lazar, although it's Nechal, Bechol Mokim, Lazar, there is a key of mitzvah in the Achila. When the Baalim eats it, there's a key of mitzvah, there's a key of in the Bechor. And we prove that from the Raya Gedoyla to this Yisoid, is from the fact that there's a dinner that has to be Nechal Toich Shnosai. Shona b'shona, the Mishnah beginning Perek Kama, has to be Nechal Toich Shnosai, according to the Rambam, it's Minatoyre. If the Achila Bechor Baal Mum would be only a Heter Ba'alme, there wouldn't be any Kiyum Mitzvah, any Kiyum in the Bechor, in the Achila, it wouldn't be Shaykh to have Dinim, that should be Nechal Toich Shnosai. So if so, then we understand that the Achila of a Bechor, of a Maise, is a Kiyum Mitzvah, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah, it's a Kiyum in the Maise, it's a Kiyum in the Bechor. If so, what seem, the Pshat as follows, the Issur Mechira is only and the chalokim of the ma'isa behemah that has a kiyum din in it. There's kiyum in mitzvah, the kiyum in the ma'isa behemah. And that, the Torah says, it's halachas to it. You can't sell it. You have to keep it. But the chalik of the ma'isa behemah, which is chulin gemurim, doesn't have any dinim to it. And that wasn't nemar, isurim, and dinim. The Torah didn't say any isurim, any dinim, any issa mechida. And Be'emesin Yesh L'chadish Oid, that could be that these chalokim of the Ma'isa Beheime now not only doesn't have an Issa Mechida, could be doesn't have any Kedusha Klal U'Klal. Doesn't have any Kedusha. It's Chulin Gemurim. And we discussed that Da'ush is Halochis, Lo Yimocher, only Shaykh if you have Mekdis Kedusha. The Torah says Halochis in it, has a certain Kedusha, Lo Yimocher. But if it's a Pasha to Chulin, then it wouldn't be Shaykh Issa Mechida. So maybe the Pshat is, since there's no kiyum in it, doesn't have any kedusha at all. Now, Be'emesin, the Mishnah's mavur that there's an issa of nimkarim be'itlis. Nimkarim be'itlis, not like moicha be'itlis, nishkarim be'litre. Yesh le stapik a sofik gadol. What's the halacha in these chalokim of the behemah, the kanayim, the or, the gidin, the atzamis, the chalokim she'en necholim? Is there an issa to be moicha be'itlis, to be choikah be'litre or not? So L'chayre B'toli, in what we just discussed, if you'll say it has Kedusha, so could we have the Issa? Could we have the Issa? Why not? We only find the Issa Mechira is Mutter, but you don't find any, this Issa is Mutter. But if you'll say, what we just Mechadish, there's no Kedusha at all, so if so, if there's no Kedusha, it wouldn't be Shaykh the Issa of Nikolim Be'itlis, Nishkolim Be'litre, like we said over from Rashi and Beyer, that the study of this Din is for the fact that it's a Mikdash Kedusha. And L'choyri Yesh L'Habi Daya to this din, Halacha L'Maisa, that there's no Issa in Korim Be'itlis. On these Chalokim, from the Ikki Kasha of our Gemara, the Gemara is bothered by a Kasha, that Maisa Beheime Einim Korim Be'itlis, in fact, the Gemara Chava Bayis Nim Korim, how could that be? There's Issa L'Yimoche. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Simple Teretz, it's Negeya. In the chalokim of the behem, which is not nechal, which that's a double portion. In these chalokim, there is no iser mechira, and the Mishnah is telling you, but a kapalim is iser. Ainim kolim beitlis. Ainim kolim beitlis. The Gemara is looking for a case how you could have an iser limko beitlis in ma'aser behemah, although ma'aser behemah has an iser mechira. So it's not, that's the whole problem of the sugya. You have a pashta case of the chalokim of ma'aser behemah, which is not nechal. If you say like we just said, it'll be very good. Teretz says those chalakim, just like they don't have an iser mechira, they don't have an iser limoche be'itlis. But in the ikabir, we're saying that the pshat in the heter, why it's wanted to sell these chalakim, is because iser mechira is only a chalakim that have a kiyum din, that have a kiyum in it. From the Rambam, it seems a different beer. The Rambam says it b'zal loshen. The Rambam says, before the Loshon Rambam, I'm going to say what's for in the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma, that the Pshat is a sworn in the Rabbonos. Since the whole Issa to sell, Bechor Ma'isa Balmum, La'acha Shchita is only Rabbonon like Issa, so Chazal didn't answer it only in the Chelik HaNechal, in the Chelik She'en HaNechal, Chazal didn't answer it. The Rambam says, Osru. The Rambam is discussing the Bondic Israel, then he says, Osru Limko Elabisaray. And Emerson, the Rambam, when he says the Allah, he says a double Osher. He says the din that it's mutter to sell it. Like we said over before, Osher Rambam, Mais Shanishchat mutter Limko Chelboy. And then he adds on, Osru Limko Elabisaray Bilvad. The Rambam is repeating himself. The kavanah of the Rambam for sure is to be mevar pshat. Why am I saying that it's mutar limkoi? And that why am I saying it's mutar limoicha the chaylev? And that is mevar. The tamad varim is since it's only a bondik iser loy also limkor ella b'saroi bilvat. So we can still use what we said before. The gedad varim. Why the abundant cholok the chelik anechal the chelik shayne anechal is because the chelik anechal has a key in with it. But al kaponim the Rambam is mevar. It's not a real svar. It's only a bondik svarim. It's not a svara klapei d'raisa. So, according to this, when it comes to the Issa to be moicha be'itlis, which Taisa says is the raisa d'ki Issa, then for sure it will be aser, because that's an Issa menatoyre. And the ha'orah we had before, why the Gemara didn't say that's the case, will come back. Why didn't the Gemara say that's the case of the Mishnah? The Emerson, the Rambam, is meduyik even more than this. The Rambam says, the Rama's mashma, that which we say is the heter, to be moicha, the chaylev, the gidim, the oil that some is only the bechor, I'm sorry, by ma'isa bal mum. A ma'isa tam, the Rama's mash will be osir. And the hezbad volum will be, the hezbad volum is that api which come, the flamed bays, the Rama has a new shita, the Rama holds, that the Auch Argumor is Mavur. Now the Acha Shchit is only Osim der Abonon. That's only by Bechor, by Maisa Balmum. By Maisa Tam, it's also even the Acha Shchit, Min HaToyre. And if so, the Ram holds that Maisa Tam is also even the Acha Shchit, Min HaToyre. Therefore, with the attack, they will matter to the Moichel, the boss of the Gidim and Atzomis. Even the Chelish Inachal is also Osir. Only a Maiser Balmum, which only a Bondike Iser, over there, Chazal Matir. The Ramban discusses this question, which we discussed, whether on the Chelokim of the Maiser, which is not Nechal, whether it's Mutter to be Shoikal Belitre. And he says it's Mutter. He says it's Mutter. And he explains, because just like I see, that when again is the mechira, it's only aser the chalokim and echolim. So too, when it comes to isem nukolim beitlis, it's only aser the chelik hanechal. So the fum riato b'tzim for the Ramban, like we were saying beginning the shay before the Rambam, and these chalokim don't have kedusha at all. But the emes is the ma'ayin hates the Ramban. The Ramban is mevur faket. The Ramban is mevar. The reason is because only the chelik hanechal osu ma'ila. Daka basar le over about a mile el basar mishum the chazal le bahani loy. The Ramban's mavur, the Ramban holds the iser of nimkorin is at the bottom of the kedin. So he's saying just like in the din of the iser mechire in a bishlam mechor which in the achas shchidus mitar bonam loy also mile only chelik anechal. And so too in the chelik nimkorin beitlis is mavur in the Ramban that if the iser of nimkorin beitlis would be a Issa min HaToyre, then if you would have it even the Chelek She'enei Nechal. Meaning to say the Ramban holds that even the Chelek She'enei Nechal also has Kedusha. Not like which we tried to say before, to Mechadish, the Chelek She'enei Nechal doesn't have Kedusha. But Emerson, every Chelek of the Ma'is has Kedusha. Now in the Abundik Yisurim, they only made in the Chelek Nechal, not the Chelek She'enei Nechal. And the Ramban holds that both these Dinim, the Abundik Dinim, the Issa Mechire, La'ach HaShchit is Midra Abonon. The din of Nukoran Be'itle is always with the Abonon. And Meir, just like they only gave the Issa Mechide, La'ach HaShchit, only the Chelik HaNechal, so too, the Issa of Nukoran Be'itle is only the Chelik HaNechal, the Chelik She'en Nechal, Chazal, did not give the Issa of Nukoran Be'itle. And according to the Ramban, the Shit Sa'at Toysvis, that's Minat Toyre, will be Osir, even the Chelik She'enoi Nechal. And according to that, we come back to the kasha which we had. Why didn't the Gemara have a simple case? How to find it? Where's the Gaya Halacha of Einim Kol Beitlis And Ma'isa Behemah, it's the Geya and the Chelik Shein Nechel. According to Ramban, it's very good. Mr. Ramban holds Takan Mutter. It's only the Bondike Isser. Chazal didn't ask it, only the Chelik Nechel. But according to Toysa, Isim Asim and Atoyre, will be Shver this Kasha. If you'll say, like we Mechadish before, that it doesn't have Kedusha at all, then it'll be very good. It could be Takan, Toysa's Chelik Ramban. Ramban understands it has Kedusha, it's only Mutter because Chazal didn't ask the Chelik Nechel. According to Toysis, Eshetz Muchach Take from the Kusha Segemore, that these Chalokim don't have a Kedusha at all, and therefore there's no Isser of them Korim Be'itlis. Yesh La'ayim Bazeh, V'leibosi Ela Lo'oyer.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.